good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Truly, we serve an everlasting God, an all-knowing God. He never leaves us, nor will He forsake us. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, Lord, I ask that you will have thine own way on this morning. For I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will just touch everyone where they're at right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You know every need they have before you, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. We want to give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Exodus, the 33rd chapter and the 14th verse. That is Exodus 33:14. And I will be reading from the King James Version. And it says, "And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And reading from the New Living Translation, it said, "The Lord replied, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And for your topic on this morning, everything will be all right. You don't have to worry about anything because everything will be all right. We look at Exodus, the 33rd chapter. Moses was in a difficult situation, and God said that he should lead the people into the promised land and that an angel would go before them and drive out their enemies and anybody that would come up against them. But that he would not go with them because the people were a rebellious people. For Moses, with so many adversities ahead of them to move forward without God's presence was too overwhelming. Moses' prayer was answered in that scripture. You see, Moses asked God. He pleaded with God that if he had found favor in God's eyes, he would not cut off his people, but accompany them into the promised land. And the Lord replied, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." He was saying, "Rest, Moses. I got you, because I am going ahead of you." You see, Moses' heart's desire was that the Lord's presence will be with them and that the Lord will be glorified through his people. Moses knew the importance of the unbroken communion with God and the serious consequences of being out of fellowship with his heavenly Father. See, people of God, when you have a covenant with God, that covenant cannot be broken. Because if that covenant is broken, there is consequences that you must pay. Come on, here, somebody. Because really, you are out of fellowship with the Lord. People of God, I wonder if we care as deeply for our brothers and our sisters in Christ who has caused us pain as Moses did for the people of Israel. I wonder if we would intercede on their behalf for the ones who have wronged us or defend the character of God with such favor. I wonder if when we are tested, like Moses, that we would be prepared to put aside our own well-being to to defend the integrity of God and for the benefit of others. I wonder if we have the same intense love for our Lord and Savior Jesus and as deep a desire to maintain a sweet fellowship with him as we see in the life of Moses. Think about it. Would you go out your way for somebody who have wronged you, who have lied on you, talked about you, just like Moses did? Moses knew those people was rebellious and stiff-necked, but he still pleaded with God to have mercy on them. Don't allow them, by them being like they are, to miss the promised land. That's when God promised to be with him and to give him peace and rest throughout the journey. People, God, it doesn't matter what you're facing, how hard the situation may be. And yes, we face our own challenging days. At least one truth remains for us. The Lord is with us. Even the mess we are in right now, the Lord is with us. He turns our mess into messages for others. Come on, here, somebody. Simply because of his loving nature and his caring nature, God has promised to remain in our midst. So, don't worry. Everything is all right. Everything is fine. Hold your head up. Because why? God said he has gone before you. And he has given you rest. And when God goes before you, people of God, you can rest in knowing that he's going to take care of it. Because sometimes we be trying for to take care of a thing when we know we can't do it. But if we put it in the hands of our Father, it is already taken care of. The only reason why you are in a distress, your spirit is in an uproar, is because you have some kind of doubt. You are still worrying about that thing. But when you allow yourself to move out the way and allow him to go with you or to go ahead of you, there is peace. Because here he told Moses, he said, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine. You can bank on it. Everything will be fine. You ain't got to worry about them anymore. You don't even have to worry how they are acting anymore. I'm with you. Everything is fine. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Maybe, people of God, somebody is experiencing some challenges and some setbacks right now. And you are wondering how you're going to beat that sickness, how your family is ever going to be restored again, how you are going to get a job, how the situation is going to be overturned, how that court decision, what is going to happen in that case, or how you will get the finances you need to pay your bill for this month, or for the following months to come. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, just like he was with Moses, he is with you. And he is telling you, rest. Rest in knowing that God is with you. Everything you go to do, God is with you. Everywhere you walk, he is with you. Even when you're talking, he is with you. You don't have to worry. Allow your mind and your spirit to be at peace, to be at rest. You don't have to do this in your own strength. Because the Spirit of the Lord say, I'm going with you all the way. Be at rest. You don't have to do nothing. Not in the elbow shot. But just trust me. God say, just have trust in him that he is going to do it for you. That obstacle may be too big for you, but it's not too big for God. Come on here, somebody. He's your protector. He's your deliverer. He's your way maker. He's your provider. He's your healer. He's your peace in the midst of a storm. He's your bread when you're hungry. He's your clothes when you're naked. He's your heart regulator. He is all that and more. So God is saying today, don't let nothing disturb your peace, because he is with you. He never left you. He has promised to remain in the midst of you. Don't get sidetracked by what's going on in this world today. God is with you. Everything will be all right. I want you to get this in your spirit. Everything will be all right. You don't have to worry about it no more. God wants you to rest. No more walking and pacing the floor late at night crying and wondering what if, or Lord, how I'm going to do it. God said, I need you to rest right now. Oh my God, today I need you to trust me like never before. Because if you don't trust me, I can't move. Come on here, somebody. God doesn't move in the midst of doubt. But God said, tell him again, my daughter, don't worry. Everything is all right. He said, I will personally go with you. I'm right there by your side. So with you knowing that I'm right there by your side, rest. I got this. That's just what he said. He said, I got this. Tell him again, I got this. Everything is all right. It's time to rest. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you that no matter what challenges or setbacks that we face, we can stay in peace, knowing that you are with us. Thank you that you can turn every situation around and help us move forward. Father God, we declare that no obstacle is too big for you, and everything is all right. And Father God, we will rest in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And I pray that you have gotten something out of the message on today. Remember Exodus 33 and 14, that the presence of God is with you. And everything is okay. You can take your rest. Remember, I love you, and God does too. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514. Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164, or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.